Are Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
There's a river I want to swim in. There's a river I want to live in. It's the river, river of anointing. It's the
All right, everyone, it's time for Living the Good Life. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister here from Beacon of Hope Ministries and very excited, as always, to be on the air with you all. We've been doing this now for 9 full years and we're in our 10th year, and it's exciting every single week to come into this studio in Clearwater, Florida, and share the Word of God with everyone. Our listeners scattered in so many different places around the globe. That show right before us, I'll tell you, people, you need to tune in at 2:30 and catch those dear pastors. And, wonderful couple and so full of God and so full of the Word. So a shout out and a blessing to them and to their show, as always. And we're excited about what we're going to talk about today. We have been on in a series called Right at the Fork, because there are so many times in our lives that we are at a place where changes need to be made or decisions need to be made, and we're called upon to really make sure we're making the right decisions when we make them. And be sensitive to what God is saying to us. And we've been talking a lot in the last few weeks about learning to hear His voice correctly. Very, very important. And today I'm going to be joined by two of our Beacon people who are part of my church that I pastored in Indiana for 7 years. And now they're a part of our radio ministry here at Beacon of Hope. But they are in Indiana, so they will call in shortly. Betty Thomas from Connersville, Indiana. And then later, Cindy Logan. And I believe she is from Milan. Yes, Indiana now. She's moved. So anyway, but looking forward to this show with Betty and Cindy. And as always, we bring you the Word of God each week in a practical way, a way that we hope that you will be able to get it and get the principles down on the inside of you, that it will not be just words you hear, but it will actually be concepts that you apply to your life and that change your life from the inside out. And that is our goal. We're all about the Word. Our slogan at Beacon of Hope is and has been for 15 years now, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. That's what we're about. Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. So the Word of God is the center of this show, as it is for our friends that just had their show. And, you know, it's all about the Word. It's about the Word coming alive on the inside of us. It's about the Word changing us. It's about the Word bringing us purpose, passion in our lives, giving us a reason to get up in the morning, frankly, and to become the best people that we can possibly become. And giving our lives to God on a daily basis and following His leading and His voice. And that's what it's all about. And the goal of this show is always to bring you the Word of God in such a practical, informal way, with our teaching, with our chat, with our dialogue back and forth with our radio team members, and with great contemporary Christian music to inspire you to get in your Bible, get in the Word of God, and learn what God is saying to you through the Word, and get direction for your life. That's what it's all about. And draw closer to God than you ever have before. In James, it says, draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. So when you take time to listen to shows like this and like the one before us, and when you take time to get in your Bible, when you get time to get to Bible study and church and study and hear the anointed Word of God, it will change you, and it will bring the answers in your life that you need, and it will bring the peace, the joy, the hope, all of those wonderful, wonderful things that God does in us and through us as we really put our priorities in proper place and trust Him with our lives and trust Him with our spiritual growth. And learning to hear His voice has been a vital part of this series. It's something that we can never, ever let go of and not talk about. It's something that's so important that we hear the proper voice. So many people in this world are listening to every other voice but the voice of God. Social media has kind of enhanced that in some ways. And I know a lot of people don't value hearing God's voice like we should. It is so vitally important in your life. So whether you're listening today live, which every Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern, on this radio station, Tantalk 1340 AM, and also Tantalk1340.com here, from live, and then every Saturday and Sunday, we are so blessed to be a part also of not just this great radio station, but StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And every Saturday and Sunday, our shows are played at 10 a.m. Eastern. So if you miss a show, you can catch up on Saturday or Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, and it's four words. You can write them down if you got a pencil, StarcomRadioNetwork.com, every Saturday and Sunday. And at noon, following our show, this show, Living the Good Life, on Saturday and Sunday, they play our Go Yard show, which is our Thursday night life coaching show with Dr. Angel Falzone and me. So you can really get caught up on the weekend, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern and then 12 noon for Go Yard. So we're glad you're with us today. Let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You and we praise You from the bottom of our hearts for this another day, another beautiful day, another opportunity to learn what You would have us hear and learn. Another day where we can just be in Your presence, where we can bask in Your anointing, where we can flow in Your presence, and where we can get to know You better than we ever have before because of Your amazing Word, the Word of God that transcends all the issues going on in our lives, that gives us the answers, that is so powerful and so amazing that You speak to us this way through Your Word. You speak to us by that inner knowing when a verse comes alive. And Lord, today, let this show come alive in our people's hearts. And Lord, we trust You and praise You in advance for all You're going to do in the next few minutes. God, You get the glory. You get the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're starting with a song by the group Mercy Me, and I love this group. And it is Here Am I.
On the other side of the world, she stands on the ocean shore, gazing at the heaven. She wonders, is there something more? Never been told the name of Jesus. She turns and walks away. What a shame. From his 9 to 5, gazing down the road, he wonders, is this all there is to life? Never been told the name of Jesus. He continues on his way. What a shame. Oh yeah. searching for the answers that lie within your name. I want to proclaim the love of Jesus in all I do and say.
Amen. Here am I. Send me. That's the cry of my heart. Is that the cry of yours today? I love that song by Mercy Me. It sets a great tone for this show, because when we are in the midst of life decisions, when we're in the midst of just living life from day to day, we need to have an attitude of, Lord, what do you want me doing today? Here am I. Send me. Use me, Lord, in a mighty way. And there is a reason for why we need to have this attitude. It's because time is short. And I believe that Jesus is coming back soon. And I think a lot of people do believe that. And there's a lot of indications in the prophetic word of God about that, about Jesus coming back soon. And because of that, you know, we might not have that much time left on this earth. And Betty, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I am here, Pastor.
All right. Good to hear your voice, my friend. And yes, it was so good to have you and your daughter Megan and your grandkids here a couple weeks ago. And what a blessing. That was a lot of fun. And you were right here in the studio. You were at church with us. We had an amazing few days, didn't we?
Oh, yes. I tell you what, I liked it so much it may just happen down there.
Well, why don't you just do that? Sell that ranch and just come on down.
Well, I got to talk to Dad and see what he says.
All right.
If he says yes, we're on our way.
All right. Talk to husband Joe about that, will you?
That's
and,
right.
You know, Betty, I've been so excited about this series. It's been going on and on. It's you know, as some of these series do, I just feel like I can't hardly get off of the subject because there's so much to teach, both on Wednesday night at our Bible study in Clearwater and on the show every Sunday afternoon. And it just seems to me like there are so many people that are not aware that time's a-wasting. You know, we have every wonderful, you know, thing in our lives that makes our lives easier. And I think in a lot of ways with technology and with advancements, it actually draws us away from our attention of God in our lives. Do you know what I'm saying? It can.
Yeah,
let's say it that way. It can draw.
It can, yes, if we let it. And I think that I call it distractions from the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's what
yeah.
the enemy wants us to do, is to draw us away from the Word of God.
Oh, amen. Yes.
And it's a shame, you know, that we get so involved in social media, we get so involved in our everyday life that we forget about Him.
Exactly.
And the only time it seems like that we forget about Him is maybe if we're in trouble.
Yeah, then we get back on track a little, don't
then,
we?
Then we're back on, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry, you know, and He does forgive us, but we've got to be more, what's the vocabulary word, more diligent.
Yeah, diligent and you know, mindful, more mindful,
yeah.
you know, of what God is saying to us on a daily basis. And I like that song we just started with, Betty, because it's basically saying, Lord, I acknowledge there are a lot of people that don't know you, that don't know anything about you. Here am I, send me. You know, I love those words from the book of Isaiah that Isaiah said, clear back so long ago. Here am I, send me, Isaiah chapter 6. Pretty cool stuff. But go ahead.
Oh, it definitely is. And I said that should be one of the things that, as Christians, that we should be attentive to.
Right.
Is that if someone dropped the timidity, dropped the fear of thinking you're going to be rejected, if somebody sees or says something, that you say something to someone that they're going to be resentful of what you tell them, I think, you know, just sitting in church today, for an example, you walk in and you sit down, you sing your praise songs, you hear the word of God.
Right.
But what we have is that fire.
That's it. Yes.
The fire.
Yes.
We've got to reignite the
Amen.
Fire in us.
Yes.
To be able to minister to those that do not know Christ. And also, Pastor, I believe that we as Christians, that people need to see something different in us.
Oh, amen.
That maybe they see that fire. Maybe they see us maybe not acting like the world because we don't want to be like the world. We want to be more Christ-like. Our eyes need to be open to what God has.
Oh, amen.
And sometimes the distractions can keep us from that.
You know, you're exactly right. And we've got to be more focused and more purposeful and more intentional. I like that word, in our lives, and not just let life pass us by. And I want to start with 1 Corinthians 15, and you just gave us a great opening for that, starting in about verse 30 in the Message Bible. Paul is saying, why do you think I keep risking my neck in this dangerous work? I look death in the face practically every day I live. Do you think I'd do this if I wasn't convinced of your resurrection, meaning the resurrection that we are all going to have as saints, and mine as guaranteed by the resurrected Messiah Jesus? In other words, Paul says, man, you know, this walk, this job God's given me to do, to minister to people and preach and teach the word of God, you know, it's dangerous. Paul went through so many sufferings, spent days and nights in the deep water. There's so many things, been beaten. And we know that Paul's eventual outcome was that he was beheaded. And, you know, he's saying, I know this is a serious job, but I'm in it because I know that Jesus Christ is the resurrected Lord, that he is in heaven, and that we will be resurrected at some point. In other words, Paul had a mission, and he was absolutely on fire with passion to get that word out, Betty.
Well, we have a term that we use, sold out.
Amen.
He was totally sold out.
Yes.
He was totally
right.
Surrendered and said, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it. Here
right.
I am. Again, send me.
Right.
And, you know, the persecution that he faced is far more difficult than the persecution that some of us face today. You know, chained, beat.
Yes.
Whatever. But he kept on keeping on because
that's right.
We talked about this several weeks ago. He was faced up.
He was faithed up.
He was a true man of God.
Amen.
I believe that he heard God's voice
yes.
clearly. And he said, even though we die, yet shall we live.
Yes.
And he knew that. Even every time he went into something, he knew there was a chance that he could be killed.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes.
For his faith. For his faith. And I mean, some people are facing that type of persecution today, you know, in different lands. And we should be so involved and so sold out that when we go into the fire, that we have the protection from the ultimate fireman himself is his voice, his word,
right,
prayer. All of this is available to us.
Oh, absolutely. And it sees us through those hard times.
Yeah.
When you were talking about that, it just reminded me of some verses in Matthew 5, and it's about verse 10. Yes. And I was thinking about these verses a few days ago, and when you were talking just then, I thought, oh, we got to go there. Matthew 5:10, and Jesus said this in the Sermon on the Mount, you are blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. Mm-hmm. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, verse 11 of Matthew chapter 5, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, I do. And all heaven applauds. And know that you're in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Isn't that a great passage from Jesus talking in Matthew chapter 5, 10 to 12? Love those verses. Calls it like it is.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's, you know, we talked about this again several weeks ago. Jesus was radical.
Radical.
He was not worried about what anyone said about him. But I think he also knew, Pastor, that once he ascended into heaven, what his disciples were going to be facing.
Yes.
And it again, it's preparedness in the Word of God.
Right.
They were read up, they were prayed up,
mm-hmm.
and they heard God's voice over other voices that could have tempted them to not go through the land, not walk through the fire. It's just a part of what Jesus can do for us when we hear his voice, when we hear that still small voice, and when we read his word. His word is our guide.
Amen.
God should be the nucleus of our, the center of our lives and all things, just not sometimes, not maybe tomorrow or the next day, but every day.
You're exactly right. And when Jesus warns us, look, if you get serious about your commitment to God, you're going to be persecuted. But even though that is a warning and that's a like a heads up kind of thing, it's also amazingly, it's an amazing blessing when we can be persecuted for what we believe. Not that we go out saying, oh, come on, beat me up or talk to me terrible or whatever, or, you know, it's not that. It's just when it happens, not if it happens, when it happens that we are persecuted for what we believe and what we stand for, then Jesus is saying here, shout for joy, because that's a blessing that you have taken that strong of a step and that strong of a statement. Your life makes that kind of a statement to those around you. You're going to be blessed because give a cheer because, you know, even though people don't like it, heaven applauds when you have persecution come your way for what you believe. I love that. Isn't that great? Woo. Comment on that.
That's just a dynamic. It's just one of the dynamics of God himself.
Yes.
Is that no matter the circumstances of what we feel or think.
Right, that old song.
That old song, he works mightily in us and
for
us. And if he be for us, who can be against us?
Amen. Amen. And so back to 1 Corinthians 15 about verse 31, 32, Paul is saying, I've lived with all kinds of persecution. Yeah, I have wondered some days if I'm going to make it through the day alive. But he said, I keep going because I know that the resurrection of Jesus was real. And I know that someday I will and we will have new resurrection, resurrected bodies. And that eternity is a reality. It's not just by and by, pie in the sky, maybe there'll be heaven, maybe there won't, maybe this is heaven on earth. There's a lot of people that believe this is it. There's nothing after this. That is so unscriptural because Jesus himself, who came to this earth to represent the Father and teach us about the Father, continually taught the principles of heaven and the fact that he was going to be resurrected and that someday we will be also. That is a wonderful hope, isn't it, Betty? Woo, that's exciting.
Well, if you know, if Jesus said it, I believe it.
Amen. Amen.
Aren't we just plain and simple people?
Yes.
And sometimes we just make it so difficult.
Oh, we do.
That, you know, Jesus, again, prepared the disciples through his word. He prepares us. If the word is true, and he says that in my Father's house are many mansions.
Amen.
That he is promising us life.
Absolutely.
Life. And
yes.
On the day that the Lord calls me home.
Amen.
And I'm ready. And when I stand before him, I want him to say, great job.
Yeah, well you know, done.
Well done, my faithful and kind servant, because Betty Lou, you stood for what I believe.
Amen.
In.
Amen.
No matter what.
That's right.
Me threw at you, you stood strong. Yeah, maybe you lost your faith in some areas, and I have. Is that you still stood on my word, you prayed my word, you preached my word.
Amen.
You did what I asked you to do. And I would probably could still say, Lord, I could have done more. Because I became complacent. I became somewhat ignorant of what you wanted me to do. And he would probably look at me and say, Betty Lou, my word is a light unto your path.
Right.
It guided you.
Yes.
You probably should have read it a little bit more, but I don't read it as much as I should. And I pray, probably could pray a little more, but that's the flaws that he accepts. And when I ask for forgiveness, he forgives me.
Amen.
So when we look at that path to heaven,
right,
is that we look at it from a standpoint of, he gave his life for you.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And he gave his life for Pastor. He gave his life for Cindy. And that when he calls us home is, and that's that preparedness that we have to have,
yes,
on a daily basis.
Right.
Is hearing his voice, reading his word, praying, talking to him, communicating to him, getting off the internet, getting off our cell phones, giving him more time.
That's right.
To be able to communicate to
him. Amen. Amen. Good stuff. And in 1 Corinthians 15, down around verse 32, maybe 31, he said, if there's no resurrection, then we simply eat, drink, and next day we die, and that's all there is to it, which is what a lot of people do believe. And he says, don't fool yourselves. I love what Paul says here. Don't let yourselves be poisoned by this anti-resurrection loose talk. And he said, bad company ruins good manners. And a lot of times we hang out with people or we associate with people who really don't believe that there is anything after this life. And so every day they party it up or live it up or whatever. And basically says, don't hang out with bad company, you know? Hang out with those who believe that one of these days there will be a heavenly reward and you are headed in the right direction. Verse 34 of 1 Corinthians 15. Think straight. Awaken to the holiness of life. No more playing fast and loose with resurrection facts. Ignorance of God is a luxury you can't afford in times like these. Aren't you embarrassed that you've let this kind of thing go on as long as you have? You know, he's really saying here, guys, don't play dumb. Don't play dumb. Like you didn't know that heaven exists and that there will be a heavenly reward and that you can spend eternity with Jesus forever in heaven. Don't play dumb like you never heard that. You know, but people, so many people live like they've never heard that, Betty. They live like, oh, heaven, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Or they make fun of it or laugh about it, you know?
Well, you know, I intend on being on the first bus out of here.
Oh, the first bus, okay. It's not going to be a bus. We're going to talk about that.
I know.
Just wanted you to know it's not going to be slow travel.
No, it's not going to be Uber.
It's not going to be Uber. No.
Not going to be Uber, but maybe I'll be on the first horse out.
Okay, whatever.
So one of the things that one scripture that you just read.
Yeah.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah.
That you've let this kind of thing go on as long as
yes.
you have?
Yes. Isn't that cool?
Well,
that's
you know
really
what?
Calling out like it is, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Ooh. That should be, first of all, that should be an eye-opener to some of us.
Right.
Even Christians that have been Christians for decades.
Right.
Christians who have just found Christ recently. Is that ignorance, exactly like before, ignorance is probably why a lot of them are dragging their feet.
Right, exactly.
It's because my mm-hmm. people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yes, great verse to bring up, yes.
And it's because we are ignorant. We
mm-hmm.
are peculiar people. We have this sense of whatever we see on TV or whatever we see on the internet or through social media, that everything's true. It's all...
Oh, we believe that, don't we, if it's on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, everything's on the internet.
Right.
But you know, to hear some people talk on social media, and I remember you guys talking about this last Thursday on the
Yeah, Go Yard.
On your show on Go Yard.
Insecurity.
Yeah. It was just amazing of what people think on social media.
Right.
You can post something about stupid stuff, and you get 35 to 40,
mm-hmm.
50 comments.
Mm-hmm.
You post something about Christ as I press
yeah.
on towards the goal.
Right.
And you may get one or two comments.
That's exactly
people
right.
People just ignorance. They just pass over it because I'll do that later. I'll push it aside. I'll get to it.
Well, you're exactly right. And
you know
this,
what I'm trying to say?
I do, and I agree with you. And I also want to say this is why we're in our 10th year on this radio show. 10th year. Faithfully, week after week, Sunday afternoon, all of these years, giving out the Word of God. Why? Is it always easy to do? No. I mean, we're all busy. We've got lives. It's commitment. I'm almost always here unless I'm out of town. And that's a commitment that I have made from the beginning because my goal is to teach the Word of God in truth and in sincerity and with an attitude that causes people to stand up and think about it, you know, with a reality check, you know. And this subject on, you know, our path, where are we headed on a daily basis? For most people, Betty, they act like they're not going anywhere in particular. They're just existing. They are just living day by day. You know, life, yeah, it's hard, just day after day. You know, that kind of an attitude when in reality, we have a purpose and we have a place where we are headed. And that place is eternal life. One way or another, whether we're going to heaven or whether we're going to end up in hell. Hell is a real place. Heaven is a real place. What does your resurrection body look like? Paul asks here, and then Cindy just called in. We're going to get her comments here in a minute, too. We are in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 36, approximately. It says, some of you think that how could we have a resurrection life? And I love the way Paul uses a metaphor. He says here, you plant a dead seed. Let's give you an example. If you planted a corn seed, Indiana is famous for corn. And my ex-father-in-law had hundreds and hundreds of acres of wonderful land and farmland, believe it or not, Indiana. And what did he plant? Corn one year, beans the next. And the corn comes in these bags, and it's just seed. It's just laying there. Until you do something with it, okay? And Paul says, when you plant a dead seed like corn, soon there is a flourishing plant. There is no visual likeness between the seed and the plant. And for us Indiana people and Hoosiers, we know that a bag of seed corn doesn't look anything like the rows and rows of beautiful corn stalks in Indiana come August, September, with all the ears of corn and the sweet corn that tastes so amazing, right? And it doesn't look a thing like that. It was just, I mean, the seed looks the same, but I mean, from one seed, you can get a stalk. I mean, crazy. It's amazing what can happen here. And so what Paul is saying here, there, you can't even, and then I'll give you this other example, and then we'll get to Cindy and to you, Betty. It says you could never guess what a tomato would look like by looking at a tomato seed. What we plant in the soil and what grows out of it don't look anything alike. The dead body that we bury in the ground. Now, this is talking about our physical, earthly, fleshly bodies. The dead body that we bury in the ground and the resurrection body that comes from it will be dramatically different. And that's a good thing. We are going to know each other. So we must have a likeness that we can recognize each other. Jesus, when he came back after the resurrection that morning, that evening, he walked right through the walls of this little room where the disciples were gathered for a prayer meeting. He had his resurrected body, and he was able to eat, drink, walk through walls. Pretty cool. Talk. Amazing. Woo. Cindy, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on, my dear.
Good afternoon, ladies. I missed being on the show and talking to everyone.
Yes, we missed you the last couple weeks. We've had a lot of people doing a lot of things. Last week was Father's Day, and you were both busy with family, and that's totally understandable. But it's good to have both of you on today. This whole thing of having our new resurrected bodies. I don't know about y'all, but I'm pretty excited that I'm going to have a resurrected body that looks a little bit better than the one I've got right now that I've been carrying around for, lo, these many years.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Shut up. Okay.
Shut up. No, but just think, the bodies that we leave here are broken.
Yes, they're broken and tired.
They're broken, and they're wrinkly, and they're saggy.
Uh-huh.
So
speak for yourself, woman. Speak for yourself.
I am. I would never talk about you or Cindy that way.
Thank you.
I love you both. it all boils down to is that we become beautiful.
Absolutely.
We become majestic. We become we almost become Christ-like in nature.
Yes.
That, you know, we sing praises to God that our bodies are no longer sick. Our bodies are no longer rid of cancer. Our bodies are no more rid with arthritis and kidney problems and so on and so forth. We walk freely.
Amen.
We're able to be exactly like Christ. We have free reign.
Yeah.
We have free access to God at any time.
Yeah.
When we reach that point.
Yes. Praise God. Woo. Cindy, talk to us before we do this next song.
Aren't we going to all be like middle age? I got some kind of image that
yes.
we're going to be like in our 30s or something.
Yes.
Is there any truth to that?
I believe there is. And I have, because of people that have died and gone to heaven and have given reports of that, it appears that people take on that similar age where Jesus was when he walked this earth, 30 to 33.
Ah.
And I'll tell you this right now before we go to the song, because this happened as my father, my dad, Bill Wagner, was passing away. And in 07, my parents came to live with me, and Dad had advanced leukemia. And about 3 or 4 weeks before he passed away to go to Jesus, I had a hospital bed in one of my bedrooms, and my sister Karen and I were taking turns each night, one of us sleeping in the recliner in the room with him and helping him during the night. And he was very, very sick. And my dad was a dedicated soldier of the Lord, pastor, missionary. He started churches. He was just an amazing guy. And he loved the Lord very much. And this particular morning, it was about 4 or 5 a.m., and I was asleep in the recliner. And he woke up and called my name. And I got up to see about him, And he just said, I had the most amazing dream. And he was like just in a place where it wasn't the sickly dad. It was the dad that was on fire for God dad, you know. And he said in his dream, the recliner I was asleep in was his recliner. And he said, I was sitting there in my recliner and I tried to get out of it. And by now he was very weak and he couldn't do that on his own. And he said, I put my hands on the arms and I leaned up and I finally stood up. And he said, I looked like I look now, white-headed and bent over, and I wasn't feeling good. And he said, then I saw in my dream this bright light coming towards me. And he said, as I walked towards the light, I began to look like I did in my late 20s. He said, I had my black hair back, and that's where I get my black hair from him. I got my black hair back. I stood up straight. I was strong. I walked. Oh, it was so beautiful, into the arms of Jesus. And I was bawling like a baby. I told that story Wednesday night at Bible study because, honestly, knowing my dad, he would not tell me that as some crazy fluke. He saw this in a dream. So to answer your question, Cindy, yes, that's what I believe. From reading accounts from a lot of people that have died and gone to heaven,
right.
I do believe that we take on people. We will recognize each other, but we will be...
That's just youthful.
We will be more youthful. We will be strong. I remember what I looked like at 30 and 35 and 25. It was a lot better than now.
Well, what hits me is the strength part, you know? I
strength.
Can't hardly pick up a 50-pound box anymore, and I used to just lug those like nothing.
Exactly.
Now I got a call for the young kids, hey, come help this old lady out over here and lift this box.
Well, I hear you.
You know, we lose muscle strength.
We do.
Our bodies weaken with age, and, you know, I say that, man, you know, I wish I had that strength back of my youth. And
I hear you.
We see the signs of age where we don't really want to acknowledge it, but it's evident, you know, daily.
It is.
How our body deteriorates.
That's right.
With time and wears out, as Betty said, it's all broken up and banged up and you know, arthritis in our bones. But, yeah, I just...
You got that right.
I've seen a movie... Seen a movie on TV where the man was in heaven. It was kind of cool. The five people you meet.
Yes, that was cool
and
too.
My satellite kept going out, so I never did get to finish it.
Yeah,
so I was like, dang! But what stuck in my mind is how he, the character in the movie, kicked up his heels. You know, jumping and skipping around like a child.
That's right.
And I was trying to do hopscotch with one of the granddaughters. The other day. And
oh,
I,
no, be careful.
Like I couldn't even hardly pick my legs up.
We hear you.
Really, though, can see the difference.
Oh, my gosh. Which leads us perfectly, Cindy, into this song by Chris August, A Little More of Jesus, because that's what we need.
It was just last Sunday, I was sitting in the pew. The preacher told some stories, yeah, he spoke about the truth. Something resonated, I heard a million times before. Somehow I needed to hear it once more. He said, I could use a little more Jesus and a little bit less of me. I could be a little more humble if we're speaking. The homeless shelter, and I gave them food to eat. It made me feel so good inside, but it did not bring me peace. Turns out there's just
just one thing that I need. I could use a little more Jesus and a little bit less of me. I could be a little more humble if we're speaking honestly. Dance on everything. Whoa, we get so complicated when all we really need is just a little more Jesus, a little bit less of me. I could be a little more humble if we're speaking honestly. The more I see this heart inside of me, the more that I of me. I could use a little more Jesus and a little bit less of me. I could be a little more humble if we're speaking honestly. The more I see this heart inside of me, the more that I believe. I could use a little more Jesus.
Praise God. Good idea. For all of us, right? I can use a little more Jesus. A little bit less of me. Wow. Woo! Wouldn't we all agree with that, Cindy and Betty? Cindy, talk about that, will you?
Yes, ma'am. I've had to experience that in the last week or so. I find myself just being me towards my employees, per se. You know,
you say being mean or being you?
Being me.
Which
actually I was accused of being mean. So,
okay.
There you go. I had to check myself and say, really? Why don't you just talk to them a little more like Jesus would instead of being so just what you, you know, who you are.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was coming through, you know, my personality is very strong.
Yeah.
And I come across, you know, a very firm and strong, and people misinterpret my intentions sometimes, or it's my tone or whatever.
Right, I hear you.
But once I got that feedback or stepped back and looked at how I might have said something or, you know, in the manner I might have said it, I thought, wow, you know, you could have handled that a little better.
There you go.
Could have been a little more positive or a little softer mm-hmm. with that person, you know. We don't realize how the other person interprets
right.
how we come across. And if we were just sweet like Jesus, there would be no doubt. You know,
right.
They would just say good things about us. Say, oh, how sweet. I just love her, you know. I don't hear that very often.
Right.
But no, but that's it. I really had to get outside myself and check myself and say, you know, you really are, you know, just forgetting to let Jesus come through and shine through.
Well, you know, I hear you. And that song kind of reminds us of that and reminds us that we are in these earthly bodies just for a short time. And, you know, we got to make the most of our daily activities, our daily times, how our words and how our actions affect others. And that's a really good point there, Cindy. You know, when we're talking about this resurrection body and the fact that we need to have our eyes more focused on our heavenly reward and the whole idea that Paul is talking about here about a seed being put in the ground and then it comes up and it's beautiful. And he says it is like when we die. Okay. He's talking here about what he's talked about in John 12, where he said, unless a seed, Jesus said this, unless a seed goes into the ground and dies, it cannot live. And so this goes along with our daily activities and the daily way we behave. When we begin to die to self more, we will be in greater position, we'll be more ready to receive our heavenly reward when we are dying to self, then we're going to really live. Does you guys follow that? And Betty, talk to me about that, and then we'll get back to Cindy. It's that dying to self Jesus talked about. Put it in the ground, die, you know?
Well, it's, I think as we get older in age, hopefully we increase in wisdom.
Yes.
And once we realize that we want less of us and more of him.
Amen. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. We want to be able to hear him more clearly. We want to be able to follow the path that he wants us to go. And by doing that, we have to, I'm just going to be truthful, we've got to quit sinning. This is the truth that, you know, you preach it, and we just wish that other pastors would preach it to their congregations of, you've got to stop sinning. You've got to die to self.
Right, dying to self.
I forget, there's a song about the younger me, is that once we reach that pinnacle of going to heaven, is that we understand that to get there is not easy. It because there are so many distractions. There are so
yes.
many, like what it said in 1 Corinthians about giving up bad things.
Right.
Putting yourself in a position where the distractions won't happen. We're all distracted at some point with jobs and family and so forth. But by dying to self, giving our lives back to Jesus.
Right.
Giving him our all.
Right.
Surrendering all and leaving the past behind is a start. And I think that if we did that a little bit more, Pastor and Cindy, that our lives still may be somewhat chaotic, but we have a choice of the path that we go down. We talked about this several weeks about, you know, following the fork in the road. And it still applies even to today's show, is that go down the path that God wants you. Quit following your own instinct.
Sure.
And use some common sense.
Yeah.
Is that Jesus is not going to steer you wrong. He's not going to put you on a path of destruction. He's going to put you on a path of instruction and show you which way is better.
I like that.
It's a choice.
Instruction versus destruction. And before I go to you, Cindy, for your comment, I'm going to run over to John 12:24, where Jesus said this very thing we're talking about. John 12:24, he says, listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. If any one of you wants to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me. This is what we're talking about when we let go of our old ways of thinking and behaving. And when the final let go is when we're in the grave, when we're in the ground or cremated or whatever that might be. What that final letting go of this earthly life, it's just let it go and move into the eternal life that God has for us. Cindy, comment on that, if you will. I know this stuff is deep, but it's very important that we get a grasp on why we talk about heaven.
I've been thinking more and more about it lately. You know, like you ladies said at the beginning of the show, there's some sense of urgency
yes.
going on
yes.
in the spirit realm.
Yes, there is.
And so it's forcing me to put those thoughts in mind. You know, well, when this time comes and when you pass on and I start thinking about that stuff. And, you know, it's really something people need to prepare for.
Amen.
You know, if we sit back and live life and do nothing, we're going to be taken by surprise, and we're not going to be ready, and things are not going to be in order, so to speak.
Amen.
You know, we're going to have things left undone, and we're going to pass on with all of that negativity and all that just, oh, my, you know, I didn't expect this to happen so quickly kind of thinking. And,
good point.
You know, it really puts a sense of urgency to what we
yes.
do now to prepare and to make sure others are prepared. And that sense of urgency, that's just a sense of we need to do something more. We need to, that's how I'm feeling anyway.
I totally agree.
There are opportunities that pass us by thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll talk to her later, or, you know, is that really God wanting me to do that? You know, I do that sometimes. Is that really what, you know, you want me to go that direction with that person? Like, you know, I don't know, just different things make me think that there's so much more to be done, that I need to step out and do more.
You're exactly right, Sin. Yes. And I
see on the radio, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Even that, to me, that's wonderful, and I love being chosen to outreach like that, but it just doesn't seem like it's enough. You know, you give your time, a couple hours a month, you know, that's what I tell myself. You know, there's so much more you could contribute.
Well, that's why,
for the cause.
That's why if we stay in tune with God's Holy Spirit within us on a daily basis, He'll open those doors of opportunity for us. We don't have to stress over it. We don't have to worry, oh, God, am I doing enough today? I would say to our listeners, stay in tune with the Spirit of God within you. The Spirit of God is in you if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and if He lives in you. And if He does, He talks to you and He guides you in the right way. We're going to talk more about this in our glorious inheritance here in this next hour. So stay with us. Call a friend. Have them tune in to Living the Good Life. And it's a two-hour show every Sunday afternoon, so you have time to call somebody right now. And we want to encourage you to use our prayer line. Betty, just give us a couple seconds here about the prayer line and how they can do it, and why would they want to use our prayer line?
Well, one of the things that prayer warriors like to do is they like to take prayer requests to the throne of God.
That's right. We like to pray. Yeah.
We like to pray, and we have some mighty warriors on our prayer team, and would encourage those that like to pray and would like to be a part is to send a request to prayers at bohmglobal.com.
Amen.
If you have a prayer request, send it to that same address, and your request, we will type out a prayer along with your request and send it out to our prayer warriors, who will then take it to the Lord.
Yes.
And we have so many prayers that have came across.
Oh, yeah.
We want the praise report. Pastor Jim takes those and puts them in a little folder so that we can go back and just praise God and thank Him for the answers that He's given to
Amen.
Our prayers. So we encourage you, no matter how big or how small that prayer is, send it to prayers at bohmglobal.com and let God work for you.
Amen. Great, great. Thank you. Our Thursday night show is called Go Yard, which means hit a home run. Baseball season, some of you know that term, Go Yard. And we started the show, it'll be 2 years in September, 2 years ago, with Dr. Angel Falzone, and who is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. And with me, my other name, Mama Mac. And this show is a life coaching show, a counseling show. And I know, Betty, you hardly ever miss a show. And Cindy, I know you listen as much as you can. But, you know, Betty, just tell people in 20 seconds before we go to the commercial break here how important that show is.
It's a life coaching show to the word that it's free. Free counseling from a licensed mental health counselor,
right,
and a pastor who has had 20 to 30 plus years in counseling people. I encourage you that if you have they talk about things that are affecting all of us today,
right.
And I suggest that if you have a request, if that you want them to talk about something, send that in.
Send it in, yeah.
Yeah, call in and watch this interactive show become alive to you with, like I say, everyday problems and situations, from financial issues to emotional issues, social issues. It's a great show. Tune in and listen.
Every Thursday night right here on this network, 6:06 p.m., and every Saturday and Sunday at 12 Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com.